3. The attempted robbery. After 2 weeks, which had passed in as harmonious a calm as the first days, John Whitmore felt almost at home in Dar es Salaam. His work at New Mota went smoothly, the staff had warmly welcomed him, and the rhythm of the city, the balance between busyness and serenity, adapted to his own inner rhythm. Juma brought him safely to the office every day and picked him up on time in the evening, while Furaha made sure that his apartment always remained spotless. He usually spent his evenings with a glass of wine and occasional television before he went to rest contentedly. One evening, however, the peaceful routine was to take an unexpected turn. John was sitting in his living room reading through some business papers when he heard a strange noise from outside. It sounded like the soft scratching of footsteps that came in through the front door of the apartment. At first he didn't attach any importance to the sound, but then, when it got louder and he heard the muffled murmur of voices, he became restless. He stepped cautiously to the door of the apartment and saw in the darkness two figures moving in the shadow of the hallway. A cold shiver ran down his spine. He reached for his cell phone and instinctively called Maryam, who had already proven her reliability and quick wits to him. When she answered the call, he immediately felt the reassuring clarity in her voice. "Mr. Whitmore, stay calm," she said as he told her of the suspicious movements. "I will notify the security company immediately." The minutes that followed dragged on agonizingly slowly. John stayed inside the apartment, but he could feel the situation outside coming to a head. Suddenly he heard footsteps, this time more determined and heavier, followed by voices. The security guards had arrived quickly and stopped the intruders before they could do worse. Shortly afterwards, he received a message from Maryam, "Everything is under control. The police have been informed, and the situation is safe." A wave of relief flooded John. He was not only relieved, but also deeply grateful for Maryam's quick action. The next morning, when he met her in the office, he expressed his gratitude. "Maryam, I can't thank you enough," he said as he looked into her eyes. "In all my many travels, I have never experienced such commitment as here at Nyumba Najua. Their quick intervention may have prevented worse." Maryam smiled modestly, but also with a hint of pride. "It's our job, Mr. Whitmore. We want you to feel safe here." "I do, thanks to you," John replied sincerely and thought about how he could make even better use of his time in this fascinating country. A few days later, as he sat at the breakfast table and gazed into the peaceful morning sun, an idea came to him. He wanted to go on a safari to get to know the country and its nature better. The quiet days in the office had awakened his desire to discover the beauty of the landscape as well. "Furaha," he said the next day when she was in the apartment, "I'm thinking about going on a safari. Can you recommend someone who could help me with the organization?" Furaha, who was always friendly and helpful, smiled. "Oh, Mr. Whitmore, that's Esther's job. She is the leader of Nyumba Najua and has a lot of experience with safaris. She knows the best places and has many connections. I think she would be the best person to help you." "Esther?" John asked, surprised. "I didn't know that she would also take care of something like that." "Yes, Mr. Whitmore. Esther has been doing this for many years. She is the best in this field. Feel free to call her in Germany, she will surely help you." John hesitated for a moment. He had had little contact with Esther so far, as she worked mostly in Germany and was in charge of the company. But if she was the expert, he wouldn't hesitate to contact her. "Then I'll call her," John said resolutely. "I look forward to hearing their recommendations." So that same evening he dialed Esther's number to discuss the details. The anticipation of the safari adventure, coupled with the trust in the dedication of the Nyumba Najua team, filled him with a sense of satisfaction. The initial excitement about the robbery had long since given way to the realization that he was in good hands, whether in the office, in the apartment or on the streets of Dar es Salaam.